When the mobile turns on, the first thing it does is look for the nearest cells. And it reports the nearest cells it's getting by the signal strength measurements back to the cells so that the call, if one's made, is always routed to the nearest cell or the nearest two cells. Okay. Within that cell, once you're talking to the nearest cell, there is this channelization that takes place on the forward link only so that you can... It's like, think of it as like subcarriers on a link. You can have up to 64 calls sharing a given cell's sector transmission at one time. But you're always trying to talk to the nearest cell. That's the job of the mobile.
Right, so I kind of turn my phone on in one cell, and I'm all the way towards the west of that cell. Mm-hmm. And I'm assigned code number one. Another user is all the way in the east of an adjacent cell and is also assigned code number one. Is that possible?
Okay. Well, every user also has a long code, this other thing, which is unique to that user. So there's never going to be any conflict there. This only applies to the forward link, which is the link that goes from the cell to the mobile. The other direction is called the reverse link. When the phone is turned on, the first thing it does, first of all, let's assume all the cells are in the same channel. That's the big advantage of running CDMA, is that instead of having to allocate only a small fraction of my channels to each cell in order to protect my neighbors who are using the other channels, in CDMA, all the cells are on the same channel. And they're also sending out this exact same code sequence. Okay, they're sending out what's called a pilot sequence, which is a component of the signal which is just chipped by this short code, nothing else. There's nothing else there but a carrier in this PN sequence at 1.25 megahertz per second. The first thing the phone does when it comes on is to search the entire PN space, all 2 to the 15 chips, looking for correlation peaks. When it finds them, it notes them, and then starts demodulating the overhead channels, which take up a couple of these other Walsh channels, and then it finally registers with a cell to say, hey, I'm here, you know, send my calls to this cell. Okay. When a call is actually set up, a long code is assigned as well, so there can't be any conflict between the mobiles. Okay.
But is there a possibility as you move through the cells of interference increasing because of...
The overall level of noise, yes, it won't ever be a collision. You can avoid collisions by making sure you're never using the same PN sequence in two different calls at the same time in a way that they can overlap. Okay. But there always is going to be interference in the form of just wide band uncorrelated noise, and yes, that's it's a major factor in the system. That's what sets the limit on the capacity of the system. So as you move from one cell to the next, you're monitoring all the time. Even when you're talking to one cell, you're monitoring the other cells, and when you see when it gets stronger, you report that back to the base station, and they'll hand you off the other cell. So you're always talking to the nearest cell, which minimizes the average amount of power that you're running. You can actually be talking to more than one cell at one time, which is a sort of novel part of our system.